It's Thursday, the 19th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Bank of Namibia is hosting its 25th annual symposium in the capital today, taking place under the theme Global Value Chains for Inclusive Development. How can Namibia position its agriculture sector? Here's Bonn Governor Johannes Gavagab speaking at the symposium.
A recent World Bank study published early in this year estimated that growth in the agricultural sector is 2 to 4 times more effective in raising incomes among the poorest compared to other sectors. For Namibia specifically, agriculture is crucial for economic growth. All developing countries strive to attain high income status as a crucial milestone for their advancement, and in this, agriculture plays a critical role in transforming economies to reach that goal, along achieving other essential development goals like ensuring food security and improving nutrition.
The Windhoek Municipal Council has approved a 5-year plan to bring electricity to 4,000 homes in informal settlements. The project started on Wednesday as part of the city's efforts to improve living conditions in these areas. The Minister of Urban and Rural Development, Erastus Utoni.
We have allocated 10 million. That is to help the communities with electrification. Communities in the informal settlement who do not have electricity in the area. That is to help also for them, to empower them economically. It's also to help the children who are studying, because they have been using candles. So that is what we are doing. Those are our programs. It's throughout the country, and we continue to do that. And that is the aim of government.
South Africa plans to roll out a points-based system to issue work visas and permits for people who want to live in SA while working remotely for organizations based elsewhere within 30 days. Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber said his department and the South African Revenue Service have ironed out the tax implications of the new system, and he received the regulations for both visa classes on Tuesday. And a series of deadly attacks have rocked Lebanon, with walkie-talkie bombs killing at least 20 people and injuring 450 in a fresh assault targeting Hezbollah. It follows pager blasts the previous day, which killed 12 people, including children, and wounded thousands across the country. Israel was blamed for these attacks. Lebanon's Foreign Minister Abdallah Bouhabib expressed concerns that these attacks may be a prelude to a wider conflict in the Middle East. Meanwhile, the UN General Assembly passed a Palestinian resolution on Wednesday demanding Israel end its unlawful presence in the occupied Palestinian territory within a year.
Following 2 days of debate and negotiations, a draft resolution was finally adopted by the UN General Assembly. This action, while not legally binding, further isolates Israel just days before world leaders ascend on New York for the annual UN high-level gathering. Wednesday's resolution welcomes a July advisory opinion by the International Court of Justice that said Israel's occupation of the Palestinian territories and settlements is illegal and should be withdrawn. Israel and the US voted against the resolution, while the United Kingdom abstained. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.